Blog Talk Radio.
Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind the waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a place. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole. No rubbers, going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I ruled the world,
imagine that.
I free all my stars, I love them, baby. Black diamonds above.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I ruled the world,
still living for today, in these last days of time. Way to be. Paradise life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cast, lost problems are bad. Free at last, brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do? Trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living, type of place to raise kids in. Open the eyes to the lies, history's told foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl, plus the gold child. Seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple and threes and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I lick Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to willies. It sound foul, but every girl I meet will go downtown. I'd open every cell and cause send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all
thugs living worried, ducked down in car seats, heat's mandatory, running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace, these are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state, wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get late, flip the eight stack to safe, millionaire planning, keep the gap with the cock hammer, making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler, cause you can have all the chips. Be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all
what's up?
what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturday. Let's go, man. On today's show, we're going to have my special guest, Big'em Smurf, in the building. So he's going to be calling in a few. We also got the top dog, Rocka Block, in the building. Rocka Block, what's going on, baby? How you?
Hello. I'm in the building, like you said.
Hello. Yo, we doing a special show on today. We going to take it back to the throwback, and we going to be teaching these youth about what real hip-hop was. We talking about hip-hop history. So we definitely, and I'm going to have my co-host on. Today I got the youth on board. I'm going to have Tashauna and Uriah in the building. They about to come in a little while, because we going to start teaching these youth about what real hip-hop was. Like the Nas, the Houdinis, even before Jay-Z, we taking it back. Lope Dog, E-40, we going even back. I got some bangers in the closet for y'all. Do I say I got some bangers in the closet? We going all the way back. Shout out to the 862, the 973, the 412, the 252, the 907, that's a first for me, but shout out to y'all. Y'all definitely can check in with me on a live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Today is such a special show because we're going to be paying throwbacks and paying homage to the forefronters. And not only that, we got the youth listening in, and we're going to have the youth calling in as well. So we definitely going getting to the music in a little bit, but Rocka Block, how important is it for our youth to know their hip hop history?
Oh man, it's very important. That way they can pick up from what they learned from the past and add a little flavor to it. You know what I mean? Because I know a lot of kids now, they loving this music, they loving these dance moves. You know what I'm saying? But they don't know about Kid and Play. When we used to do the Kid and Play, remember the Kid and Play dance?
Yeah.
First rap group, remember that? You know, and then they had the MC Hammer with the before that even came out. They had the MC Hammer, you know what I mean? So it's important that they know where it's coming from and where we get it from and why we do what we do, so that they can learn and know what's up so they won't be in the loop.
And that's definitely what it's all about. You know, you got the music nowadays. Back in the day, music made you get up and dance. Like, did you really want to be a part? Like, I'm ready to get it in. Like, I'm ready to get up and dance. Nowadays, you know, the music only make you want to do one or two things or three things. Hustle, fight, or, you know, just think you the baddest diva in the world. And Diva, and I'm going to let y'all know a little bit about Diva, and shout out to Flo. Wow, she's definitely a diva. Flo from Diva's Closet. Man, listen, my diva means divine, intelligent, with a victorious attitude. A diva should not, and for those who listen, a diva is not measured by the nice clothes that she have on and how her lip gloss pop or none of that. That's not a real diva. Stop lying to these kids. Stop lying to yourself. That's first and foremost, but we're going to bring it all the way back, and we definitely going to have some divas like Salt and Pepper. We're going to be playing them tonight. We got definitely some good music. I want y'all to stay tuned because we definitely about to get it in. I want to just give a shout-out to all the youth out there, man, that's listening, because y'all could have been anywhere else, but y'all with us on today, and that's definitely what's up, and y'all definitely about to get y'all hip-hop history. So just stay tuned. We're about to get in a little bit. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned to Diva Spot ENT Radio. Let's step your game up Saturdays. Let me clear my throat,
two,
man.
One, two, three, come on. We got DJ Kool and Duck. Get fresh. Rock it to the beat, because we are the best. We got Dougie Fresh and Biz Markie.
Hey.
Rock it to the beat and the place to be. We got Biz Markie and DJ 20. So hit me with your horns and make that money. Jump, all the way live from New York City. It's a bit more grand than I can get busy.
Can I kick it? You know that I can do it with the mic in my hand. You remember that? I want you. Yo, that is fat. Tick-tock, tock, and tick-tock, and you can die. No matter what I say, it always come on fire. The ladies in here, they're like fruit in a cup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Yo, that is fat. I'm telling my man. Yo, get on the mic and do the best.
Welcome back, y'all. Let me clear my throat. Yo, we getting it in today. It's Stephanie Saturday, and we definitely doing it big each and every Saturday. It's Let Me Clear My Throat. Like, yo, that was definitely a hot banger. I got to give a shout-out to everybody tuning in. We got the 718 in the building. We got the 323 in the building. We got the 732. If you want to make a request for an old school and a throwback joint, because we definitely taking the youth on today. All y'all got to do is just press 1, and then I open up the line for you to get your request. But I'm going in. I mean, I got bangers in the arsenal, but I definitely want to, take it back to the time when music means something. You know, we wasn't talking about blowing each other head off, and, you know, we wasn't talking about stashing people in the trunk and robbing people and, you know, my back and my neck. Come on now, y'all. We got to get back to the youth and make sure they're doing what they need to be doing. I'm about to go ahead and, special guest. We're going to have Banking Smurf Smooth in the building, man. And I'm about to open. I'm about to bring him on right now. Bango, what's going on, my dude?
Hey.
How you?
What's going on, lady? You know, everything's smooth on this side, man. Just grinding, man. Working heavy, man.
Yo, round of applause
for you coming
through.
I definitely had to call in tonight because, you know, we're trying to enlighten the youth on the history of
no Yo, you most definitely right about that. How important is it for us to educate our youth, man?
Yeah, it is very important because the youth got to know the roots of where all this started from. And it's only right. Like, if this is going to be an occupation, or you say you into the music thing, you're trying to make this your career, at least know the history of hip-hop. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of old-school artists that really paved the way for us. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be in the position we're in right now. So I definitely tilt my hat to them, and definitely I try to enlighten the youth all the time on they definitely got to know their background on hip-hop. On who's who.
I think with the whole, anybody that's in a position to sign artists and to put artists out and promote them, I think that they should step their game up and do a hip-hop boot camp. Or, you know, they should have, like, if you in the studio session, you getting it in, it should be a time where y'all in the studio and y'all just stop making your own music. It's all a favor. Hold on, if you got me on this laptop right now, you gotta turn it off because it's gonna be an echo on the show. I can hear me.
Cool, man.
Yes, it's either. If you got me on a laptop, not you. But if you got me on a laptop, because people tuning in live, and I definitely appreciate that. But if you got me on a computer, you gotta go in another room, otherwise, it's gonna be an echo. But I definitely
You know what I was thinking too? Like that got to be a part of artist development as well.
Yeah.
Is that a part of artist development? You know, like how some labels mold the artist? We should definitely have that.
That should definitely be in the molding process for them to know their hip hop history. You know, especially a lot of the stuff is being recycled. Like, it's being refurbished. Everything that was done before is done now. Like, you know, some artists is paying homage and rapping over beats or whatever the case may be, and this and that and so forth. You should know your history, because too many times we get my back and my neck and waka flocka. I'm not off that, man. That's not cool.
You could ask the average young youth right now, like, who's Rakim? They can't answer that question. How you don't know who Rakim is? Who's Jam Master Jay? Rest in peace. Like, the youths don't know these. Like, they're confused.
They is confused.
Then you got artists in the West Coast like SeaBo, the Yuck Mouths. Like, you got a lot of talent, E-40. Like, the kids is lost, man.
Yo, but we definitely going to step the game up today and take it back so they can know exactly where hip-hop comes, so they can learn how to, you know, especially anybody that's coming up in the game and they like, yeah, my mixtape coming out, my this, my that, this coming out, you know, pay some homage, you know, to the forefront of the veterans that came. That's why I like what, who was that, Keisha Cole did when she made that song with her and Game, Homage.
Yeah.
That was a hot joint right there.
Yeah, definitely.
But you know what it is, too? The youth think it's like taken from them if they pay homage to older cats. Like certain dudes, like they looking at it like, well, I got to pay homage to them. They came and went already. I'm doing me. I'm here. I'm there. I'm on this level. Well, I got to pay homage to them for it. Like they don't understand. Like they created that lane for us. Like, if they do what they did back then, if I want to see it as successful as it is now.
It wouldn't be no us. We wouldn't have the music that we have right now. It wouldn't be no, just like JJ Fad. Like, what y'all know about Supersonic, man? Come on. What y'all
know
about that?
Don't know about them. Nah.
They don't know about that, but
Melly
they going to learn
them.
Today.
Melly
Mel
and them. They don't know about them.
I'm going to learn them today, man. I'm definitely going to learn them today. Man, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, EMP. I got
That's
the boys
right.
in the building, Big'em Smurf, man. We doing this steady
right.
game on Saturdays. We got Rock a Block. Let's go, y'all. Y'all be around here. We have these epic adjustments. That's why I was at the bottom of the show.
It's all good.
Here we go, man.
Devil is alive.
We're JJ Fat, and we're here to rock. Like us could never be stopped. See, it's three of us, and I know we're fresh. Party rockers, non-stoppers, and our names are deaf. See, the J is for just, the other for jamming. The M is for fresh, A-N-D, deaf. Behind the turntables is DJ Train. Mixing and scratching is the name of the game. Now, here's a little something about nosy people. It's not real hard, it's plain and simple. Baby D. Supersonic.
Yo, what y'all know about that, yeah. man? Come on.
I love that.
Where the real hip-hop heads at?
Where the real hip-hop heads at? Call in right now at 347-850-1521, 347-850-1521, and let us know what's good. Where the real hip-hop heads at? Because a lot of times this is stuff that they listening to now. They think, like, it was one of them I was listening to earlier today, but some of the tracks now, they think that different rappers made it. Like, they think the new school, they didn't make that song. They just took the beat and remade
they
it, man.
They just get it over. Yeah. They don't know.
No. Timbaland ain't know nothing about that beat right there. Timbaland probably stole that beat. You know what I mean? All that fast. Timbaland ain't know that yet. So he heard Supersonic.
Yeah, real rap, man. That's throwbacks for real, man.
Yeah, we definitely getting it in, and it's a very beautiful thing that you do with the youth, Bingham, and I'm just so proud of you for that. I definitely want you to tell them what you're doing for the youth over there, the movement that you got going. Yeah, shout out to Bingham.
Oh, man, I got to Feed the Kids Foundation when I'm doing over here, and it's also for Queens as well, my old community. You know what I mean? For the people who don't know, I wind up getting deported, so I'm back in Trinidad now. So I'm really doing a lot of things down here for the youths in certain ghettos in the community down here. Like, we're giving out every event I throw down here. I give out books. We give out money. We give out school clothes to the churches. So I started up that foundation down here because I really think that the kids down here could use the motivation, like, because it's a third-world country. So they don't really got a lot of hope down here. Like they faith level is low. So I'm just trying to build their faith up, man, to keep the kids motivated. Like, man, whatever you want to be in life, you could be it. Don't matter where you're from, man. You could still be successful. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm doing. I do a lot of things with the youths. I talk to them, go up to schools, you know, try to make them learn from my mistakes that I made in life.
A lot of love,
man. And that's definitely a good look. We definitely want to take the time out to, you know, just to educate the youth. And from the position that we have as we older, we've seen them going through, and we know at a time we had a hard head. We had our sleeve on our shoulder. Like, you couldn't tell us nothing. Like, how you going to tell me something? I'm out here in this world, and the kids in America, you know, y'all really need to be thankful that y'all don't live in a third world country. Like,
that's real. That's real talk.
I mean, kids in America listening right now.
That's so real. Yeah, because they, trust me, they come down here and they see the hardship of these third world countries. I just happen to be blessed because Trinidad is the richest third world country. This is the richest Caribbean island, for the people that don't know. But there's still so much poverty down there. It's ridiculous. Like, you could take a kid from America, bring him to the urban community down there, he wouldn't want to live here for 2 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you. Because down here, it's either you're rich or you're poor. And there ain't no in-between. It's either you're starving or you comfortable. You know what I mean? I'm telling you. I think that's why the Lord brought me back down here. Because for me seeing this and, like, man, like, America got it good, man. There's so much opportunities up there, man. They should be thankful, man. And what be bugging me is because the youths right now, like, they be looking up to these rappers and these gangsters, and they really think that shit is cool. Because at the end of the day, half these rappers who talk don't live that lifestyle. They just talented and they creative. But they schooling, they misleading the youths. You understand what I'm saying? Because half of these dudes is soft. I'm going to keep it real. I was in this firsthand. Half of these rappers that be talking tough ain't really like that. But the youths don't know no better. So they thinking like, yeah, man, I want to be like this person. I want to be like that. You know what I mean? So, and they go out there and really start doing the things that they think the rapper's doing. You understand what I'm saying? And they get themselves caught up and they blow their whole life away.
And they see these videos with these rappers and they moving in slow motion and they got the cards and this and that and so forth. But what y'all don't know behind the scenes, I mean, I'm not trying to definitely knock nobody's dream that's trying to come up in the game. But the first thing is, if you making music, it don't matter how old you is, and if you got somebody manager and they say that they your manager and they doing this for you, do your history on them. I don't care if it's your father, your mother, your brother. Mm-hmm. They should have went to school and got some type of degree. And ask them what's their job description. Do this first, you, any artists, whoever, because you got grown people out here that's doing unnecessary things. But do this first. Look up what the job description of a manager, what a promoter is, and look up and ask them what's their job description. If they can't say something similar, if not hit every keynote on what you read, then they not right. They not skilled to be dealing with your talent. So many times y'all jump on these mixtapes and y'all doing these battles, but y'all music is not protected. Mm-hmm. You didn't copyright it. You didn't register your rap name. You didn't register your music. So guess what? I can like what you got, take it, bring it over to Day Day, and let Day Day rap over it.
Yeah, because half of these young dudes rapping, like, they don't even got publishing. Like, you don't even have publishing, so that means you make a song, you send your joint out everywhere, say radio, do play, like, you don't got no publishing, like, you ain't getting no BBS friends or none of them, like, these youths is lost, like, they don't even know what royalty is, like, what's royalty? Like, you'd be surprised, you ask certain people in this hip-hop game, the young dudes, certain questions, even the ones with deals, they lost. So who handling your business? That's why a lot of these artists in the hip-hop game, they get raw, and they wonder why they in a messed up situation. Because if you would have sat down with your lawyer and go over your contract with the lawyer, pinpoint everything from A to B, A to Z with your lawyer, you'll understand what's going on. That's why half these artists is in the contract they're in now. They just think because they got a deal, they get happy and sign it. Oh, I'm signed. I got a deal. Not knowing you just signed your life over. You're getting robbed. You know what I mean? Like, you're giving it all to the part of my language, to them crackers, the big boys. That's who's getting all the money. They don't care about it.
You're not getting no money. You ain't eating. You getting a little piece of the big pie that you made. All your blood, all your sweat, all your tears, all your trials, all your tribulations, everything you rapping about in your music, from being homeless to eating out of garbage to running from the police to your family, somebody dying or whatever the case may be, all your blood, sweat, and tears, you made it this big pie. Now you can only have one slice, and they get everything else. Because you gave it to them.
At the end of the day, a lot of these young dudes don't understand, like, artists don't get paid off an album unless you like a Jay-Z, a Eminem, or a 50, or Dre, or one of them. You know, they got they hustled. They knew the business, so they knew how to work the game.
Mm-hmm.
Other artists is getting like 10 cents off an album, or a quarter off the album, if that. A lot of the artists get money from their shows and their endorsements. So you better have a consecutive hits all the time. That's how artists get paid, off the showman, the endorsement, and things of that nature.
Well, nobody said it back
in the day. You sign a
nobody
deal, that don't mean none, because half of the artists that get signed, they be on the shelf, they tax write off. So at the end of the day, labels ain't still losing nothing if your album don't never come out. Use a tax write off.
You definitely right about that. I mean, nobody said it better than my dude Biggie. We about to get into some music right now. We about to get into Juju. That was my joint.
Yeah, let's take it back, man.
Right,
and
there.
I swear to God, if it. Yo, Diva, you hear me? I swear if they don't know who Biggie is and this juicy joint, man, my boy Biggie, man, just lay down, man. Everybody got to know Biggie, man. But you'll be surprised, though. You'll be surprised.
You will be surprised,
man.
You will be surprised if they don't know Biggie and they don't know Biggie music and what's going on, man. Man, let's go ahead and just make it happen. Upgrade yourself and just know your history.
Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'll never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling in front that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me. Now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos and Queens in dope for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
That was one of the best eras of hip hop right there, man. Early
Yo,
90s,
just
man.
Wanna say,
the best.
You ain't know all the words to that, man. You need to, man.
I remember that era, boy. That's the best.
Yo, this is for the youth. 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 We doing these throwbacks today for the youth. And we got the youth in the building. We got Tashauna calling all the way from Brick City. Tashauna, can you hear me?
Yes.
We got Tashauna and Uriah on the line. What did y'all think of that song that y'all just heard?
It was nice.
Do you know who that was?
Yes.
Who was it?
Biggie
Small.
Huh?
No doubt, Biggie Small.
Biggie
Small,
that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly, definitely what's up. We talking, we going to bring it back for y'all. We going to play some more hits for y'all, but I'm so proud of y'all for tuning in. Round of applause for y'all. We gonna keep the line open. Y'all live on the show, so y'all make sure y'all stay in a quiet place and y'all make sure y'all listen carefully, okay?
We under the cover hiding.
Huh?
They under the cover hiding.
Y'all under the cover hiding. Getting y'all in the pop on. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so y'all make sure y'all pay attention to the show. Y'all, it's so important that we reach out to our youth and we do something positive for them on today so they can know what real music is all about. And for those who just tuning in, you're now live with Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and we stepping our game up by playing these throwbacks so that you can know what real music is. We got the Boss, Greg and Smurf in the building. We got Rocka Block in the building. And we got the wonderful youth all the way from Brick City, Tashauna and Uriah in the building. What's good, y'all?
My heart is just
filled. Okay, what it do? That's definitely what's up. I see so many times, and I want to touch on the whole DJ situation. And you know, I'm from Detroit, Michigan, and I came over to Jersey, so I know exactly what club music is, what dance music is. But it's a certain DJ out there that has this song, says, "I'm a big girl now, this my, I can do what I want." And he remixed it, and I was coming, at this time I was just finishing with my associates, and I was coming up the block, and I seen these little girls popping and dancing with it. "I'm a big girl now, this my, I can do what I want." And I was just so distraught, I had to catch myself, because I forgot those wasn't my kids. I was about to go over there and snatch them up. But the DJs, y'all hold weight too with all this club music. Yeah. This, I think the club music nowadays is teaching our kids to be, you know, active in a physical way. Mm-hmm. They teaching them to be physical. Turn around. That's not what we doing here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I definitely want y'all comments on that situation.
Well, the club music, I say it like this, bro. First of all, you gotta be an adult to get in the club. So it's cool for them to play for the adults. They ain't gonna be playing it for the little kids in the club. You know what I'm saying? But there's a difference when you hear it on the radio and your kids are listening to it, and then they try to, you know what I mean, do whatever they're talking about. But that's where the parents come in. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't listen to that. Turn that shit off. I don't really blame it on the club DJ.
I think it's like,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. You definitely right about the parents, and they have to control the music and what's going on, because no FM radio station or nobody in their right mind is going to be playing that at the clubs at a children's party. But believe it or not, I have seen grown people, and I'm so glad is on the show.
Now, don't get it twisted. I've seen it too. I've seen it too, like at barbecues and parties and little kids' parties. I've seen that too, no doubt. Now, that is a problem when you're doing it like that.
Hmm.
You're playing crazy songs at a youth event. Like, that's something wrong with that, of course, no doubt.
Yeah,
real talk.
You can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, Rocka Block.
Hey, check it, because if I feel like the DJs, they make the DVD, I mean the CDs or whatever, and then the big brothers and the big sisters, they get a hold of it, and then they leave it in their room. The little brothers, the little kids, they go and they take the tape and the CD, and then they go spread it to their friends. You know what I'm saying? So we got to keep it in the safe place. But now that it's leaked out, you know what I'm saying? Like a celebrity, you know, getting like a bad sex tape or something. It done leaked out now, and there's nothing we could do now because now they done made their copy, put the tape back, and now they got their own personal copy.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go to school, they can let their friends copy it. Now they all got the copy. Now they wondering where they get this copy from.
He
for real though. But you know what's so sad right now? They ain't even doing that no more. They just download it they sell. Because every little kid got access to the internet. Parents, they paying attention. They don't know what's going on. So the little kids, they just go download the music they sell right to the MP3. And that's how they really do it.
There it go. And then it just spread like wildfire.
Yeah.
And that's what I was just about to say. As far as us doing the parental control on the TV, you have to do the parental control on the laptop, too, because the music, that music is the last thing that you got to worry about. You need to worry about predators after your kid, man, and what they looking at. Y'all got to control YouTube. YouTube even has a parental advisory where you can, and you can lock it. Like, you can have YouTube come up, but you can set the settings. You go to settings, you go to parental controls. Everything nowadays have parental controls because you can sue the hell out of people really fast. Everything.
Even on Facebook got it now. Everything.
Even on Facebook got it now. But, you know, you definitely have... I hear an echo. Can y'all hear that?
Nah, I hear you clear.
You hear me clear? Okay. Well, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm tripping. But everything has a parental control on it now, but we have to be responsible of what we letting our kids listen to. Even on Hot 97, there's certain things, like they let the music leak, like Kanye West. Don't get me wrong. I'm not mad at Kanye West. But he's a prime example. Nicki Minaj, prime example. I wish my daughters or my daughters right now be talking about they are Barbie. It's going down. Because y'all
you
will
know
be
what's
writing
crazy,
Barbie.
Man? Yeah. Because even the, I mean to cut you off. Because even the older ladies, even the adults, think they Nicki and they think they are Barbie. That's why I be laughing. Like, you got grown women really thinking they Nicki Minaj. Yo, man, this world is crazy, man. This world is a trick. Like, grown ladies, they really think they Nicki Minaj, man. Even in Trinidad, I don't care where you back. I be calling this town, speaking to certain females, like grown ladies. They talk about Nicki. They think they Nicki, my wifey, Nicki this, Nicki that. And these are grown people in their 30s. So I'm like, man, the world is gone, man. Like, once you got the older ladies, like the older ladies is confused too. Like, the world. Crazy right now, man. Well, I'm like, what kind of example is that you leading for your daughter or whoever coming up? They see mommy thinking they somebody, they gonna think they that person too.
It's probably
you laughing. I'm being dead serious. You laughing?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Yeah, the world is crazy, man. Like, I don't know, man. People just need the right influence. Like, even the guidance, right? Like, I don't know, man. This shit crazy, man.
I can't even
explain that one because I was tripping. And I ain't going front. That was my cousin. She telling me, see, Nick, I said, Nick, you 35. What do you mean you a buck? You buck? I don't want to hear that. Yeah, man. You'd be surprised, man. But,
I'm sorry I'm laughing so hard, but to me, to Diva Mary Kay, a grown woman, 35, whatever she is, 35 years old, walking around calling herself a Barbie, that's just hilarious within their own self. But you old school Barbie?
Man.
Come on now. Come on now.
Are you a cougar Barbie?
Yo, we're going to get into this music. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're going to definitely get y'all upgraded.
Oh, so glad I'm so glad. taking bitches. He's in clubs taking bitches, drinking bingo, always this event. His lifestyle is rough, well, when me tell. Got the shorty name back, he stays on the app. He started singing at the age of 17. His heart's made of steel, kid, his mind full of dreams. He got his first bounce, made the grand 400. Rebuild and get rusty, the other bills could be blooded. And with the letter G, he brought the letter O. The next thing you know, man, he's breaking in the dough. He's putting people down to say that's only right. For them to get these, him and them is mad tight. Set up an organization, organized on the block. Nobody's singing on the block. Hey, yo, we got this block on lock. And it's the lifestyle of the rich and the shameless. Some die with the name. Out in Queens, push the bag, all that. She's pumping weight, and in out of state, life's a place, see your lifestyle is straight, weight. She's into liquor shots, sticking blocks, got a shorty on the team. The shorty's into picking locks, making teams, taking trips, cross seas, so enough to say facts, and cash, baby, sad. And with the cat, that love back and gas, bulletproof vest, bulletproof baseball hat. I run the pool, stay right, getting high too. Lex Coops and Jeep, got peace, stand on God's roof. It's all the same shame. Man, did that thing, and man, 20 bills off of a buck, 20 sack of verses. Found the rapper, yet the feeling kept coming back. I'm trying to put my lifestyle in order. The game's mad deep, I keep my feet above the water. Quarter bit, got the wife and kids, the name is hiding in the plane. So watch the game I slid. So now I'm into making it with my men. I hustle with my style, cook up works with my pen. Mr. G representing the gutter. Freaky side, getting lied up, my brother.
Salute you put for playing that record, because a lot of people don't know. Like, that was the first dudes to bring me out in the game. Was rest in peace to my homie Freaky Ty, because you know we all from the same block, 134 God Bruce, Southside. That was the first artist to put 134 on the block. It wasn't 50, it wasn't the unit. It was Freaky Ty and the Lost Boys, South Jamaica Queens veteran. And it's an honor to say that was my big bro, and I was a part of that team. Rest in peace to the homie. Shout out to Cheeks, Freeze, Big Nice, Pretty Lou, what up? You know what I mean?
Yo, man, like, Freaky Ty definitely set his game, just set it down like, yeah!
That's right. I was 9-4 to end of 9-5. That was the first hit record to put, you know what I mean, my side of Jamaica Queens on the block. Besides from Fredro and them, side to the big homie Fredro, Sticky and Onyx. They was on the other side of South Jamaica Queens, but, you know, they were the first South Jamaica Queens to put South Jamaica Queens on the map. And then, you know, Ty King for our side and Cheeks in them. So, well, shout out to all the legends from Queens, man.
Yo, that's my joint right there. That's definitely my joint. When I was up early today, you know, getting myself ready, in mommy mode or whatever, I'm listening to the joint. And I'm like, yo, let me go to the arsenal because I still got CDs. Everything is not on the laptop. I still got boxes and boxes and cases.
No doubt.
I even got CDs.
Just like me.
things, the big CD joint that held like 1,000 CDs, and I'm flipping through and I'm like, oh, Lost Boys, what y'all know about that, man?
Nah, they don't know about that. Trust me, they don't know about that.
That's when
they don't know
you
about
know
that
the
real era of hip hop. That's the thing.
Yeah,
the kids, like the end of the '80s, early '90s, even to the mid '90s, like these young dudes, like 20, 21, 22, like they confuse us. You know what I mean? They don't know about that era of hip hop. They know about the Soulja Boys. They know about the Bow Wow. Like that's their thing. Like that's their thing. You know?
I mean, with any generation that goes to the next one, you know, even in our time, the 80s, you know, early 80s or late 80s into the 90s or whatever, even the forefronters that came before us, they was looking at us like, you know, what type of music is they making? Like, what are they doing? But at least at that time, we were still peaceful, y'all. We were still together. Like the Cypher Hills, you know, DJ Kool, Biz Markie, Dougie Fresh. Come on now. Y'all need to know this. It's so important, and that's why I love it that I don't know if it's VH1 or MTV that did the Hip Hop Honor Awards.
Yeah,
those are official, man. If you want to watch any other awards, go ahead.
They still missed out people like, well, what happened to Special Ed? What happened to Grand Poober? Don't get it twisted. They left out a lot of heads. Ain't saying that. But they left out a lot of heads. Come on. Special Ed was doing his numbers from Brooklyn when he first dropped. I Got It Made. That was my shit, man. End of the 80s, man. I think, you know what I mean? Like, Special Ed did his thing, man. You know, Rakim, that's one of my favorite rappers from that era back then. Big Daddy Kane and them. You know what I mean? Like, these is real MCs that really spit, man. Real MCs, man.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
Real MCs.
Definitely real MCs.
Was my boy. I was living in Brooklyn at that time, man. He used to go to school with my older cousin and them in Erasmus, man. Shout out to Special Ed, man. They don't salute him like they supposed to, but trust me. What about my boy? What about my boy? Big L, man. Back then, if rap was a game, he'd be MVP. Come on, man. Big L was the digging in the crates, man. What's up? Yeah, we could go back, man. Like, real hip-hop, like real spitters.
Yeah.
I salute real hip-hop. Like, niggas should really dudes should really sit down and take time with their craft, not just go in the booth or write anything just because they think they got a certain name, they could say anything. Nah, man, that's not hip-hop. I don't care what your name is. You say some whack shit, you ain't got no pass with that, man.
You definitely right about that. And you know what? I think it's just a whole era and a whole situation where people just bigging up unnecessarily. It's like nonsense. Like they tell them, yo, this hot, this, and this, and that, and so forth. Like, yo, you definitely can run with that. But they not keeping it real. But it takes sharp people like ourselves that pay homage to hip-hop, that pay homage to real artists, that pay homage to the DJs that used to be standing for hours, 24 hours on the mixer. Like, yeah, we getting it in. Yo, at the same time, like you said, they didn't pay homage to the OGs, but we got to do something about it. We got to open our mouth and say something. Because not for nothing, they going to keep on just snatching it and just going and doing what they want to do. But I got something for you, Smurf. I got something for you right here. I'm about to blow your mind, man.
Okay, let's get it in
right now. Hold on, let me put this right here so we can get right and correct with this situation. Yo, I love hip hop, man. I always
love
hip hop. Hip hop made me who I am today, man. That's what it's
hip-hop
all about.
In my blood.
In my blood. I ain't got nothing against the new rappers or whatever the case may be, but y'all gets no play in my area, man.
I got something against them. I like a few of them, but I definitely got something against some of these new boys, man, because it's like they just saying anything right now, and they're getting away with it. Then they swag is crazy. Oh, man, these little niggas crazy, man.
They do, and I told you they only think that because they're pumping them up.
That's
they
pretty
not
cool.
Giving
I respect
them
hip-hop. I respect every movement. But...
Let's go.
Stick 'em, ha ha ha, Some say it's bad, some say it's
legendary. You're touching all your wants by your local library. You never qualify by getting any dictionary. But do you know, after all that, all I've received was a pat on my back.
Yeah,
what you
yeah, no,
it happened
baby,
to me,
ain't
that
everybody.
Right mix master, I-C-E.
Sound right here, yo.
I'm glad that y'all are excited. See what real music can do to people? see what real hip hop can do to people. Now, once have we talked about busting our guns or how our fatty is tonight? We've been definitely getting it in, man.
No doubt,
man,
because you know, like that old school music, it bring like music itself. It bring back, mm-hmm. it bring back memories, feeling like. There's so much memories in music, man.
Yeah.
Like you can hear
not
old joints. Like, yo, I remember this era. We was doing
not
this. We doing that. That's why I love music, man. Because certain music I could throw on, I could be stressed out, I could be frustrated. I throw some music on, man, and my mind cleared again, man. Word.
Oh yeah, we definitely can get it in one more time once again and do it old school, you know. And I'm glad about that because this is what it's about. It's about this show. You know, the motto of my show is real talk, real music, real people, and that's what we're doing right now, man. Don't play no games, especially when it comes to the youth. For me, anybody that know me, Bangham know, Rocker know, the kids know, I'm all for the youth, I'm all for the kids, and we hold a standard here on Diva Spot ENT Radio. You just not going to come on my show if your music is, and the first thing I ask the artist, anybody, and Bangham can vouch for this, what is you doing for the youth? That's
no
what
doubt.
I want to know.
What's your vision? What is your vision?
That's right.
Hello?
Hey, I can't hear you, E.
Yeah, she went out.
I'm gonna send her
a message. I can hear you, though. You hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you, Daniel. Shut up.
Okay. You?
I'm gonna send her a text.
You know what's crazy?
Exactly.
MTV playing old school jams right now, but they playing L.A., West Coast old school joints.
Oh, okay, with Cuban, though. Cuban and Mac 10 and them, right?
Yeah, but I'm watching DJ Quick old joint right now.
Oh, yeah.
Watching MTV jams and shit. Like, I don't care what anybody say. This is the best era of my life and in hip-hop. Back in the days, man, shit, it was nothing like that. Young nigga coming up, man. That's where hip hop was at its best too, man. Real talent. Like you really had to be a lyrical artist to get in the hip hop biz. All that bullshit niggas talking about now, not back then. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's different. They corrupted the system, yo. That's what I feel like.
Yeah, man. That's the difference between hip hop now and back then. Like back then everybody was doing it for the love. It was a love thing. Right now ain't no love thing. Niggas doing that for the checks. You heard, nigga, ain't no loving this shit. Niggas want that check, you dick. That's why the game twisted now. Ain't no loyalty, ain't no love, ain't nothing in this shit. Niggas will snake their own mama for a little bit of paper, you heard? A nigga will set up being lying on the next nigga for some paper.
I feel you. That's crazy, though.
Nah, man. The streets is crazy, man.
I don't even turn on my radio no more because I already know what's on there. You know what I mean?
Niggas playing They playing the same 10 songs in rotation. Same 22 songs in rotation.
Oh, you back, Ma?
I can hear you now, E.
Dad, thank you, y'all, for keeping the show going.
So they was hearing us talking? We ain't even know that. That's what's up. We ain't know they were still hearing us. We was just talking it on some real. That's what's up.
That's definitely what I'm talking about. Y'all ain't even know that the host just lost connection of the show, but that's why I got real people on my team to just see what hip hop does, y'all. Y'all was steady talking, and y'all didn't even know I was gone.
No doubt.
I love y'all. I swear I do, because I don't want no dead air on the show, but. Yo, we going to open up the lines because we got Future Guru 100 on the line, man. And, you know, that's when the devil try to work against you. Y'all got to prevail no matter what. You got to prevail when the devil trying to ride your back. Guru, you live in the building. Can you hear us?
Yeah, this is Jersey in the building. Shout out to Bangham Smurf. Shout out to Dear Mary Kay.
Nah, man. Shout out to you. This is my only Future Guru. Shout out to the old Jersey, man. What's popping, my G?
Man, I'm just glad that y'all was carrying on the show, man, because I came in. I caught that little extra flavor that we had on the show just now. So
I'm shouting out Diva Mary Kay, because her show could go on. She could diva out, diva in on us, and the show would still be a blast, just like that, because Murphy's
no.
carrying on. I didn't even know if I was on the air. I just said a couple things. I said shout out to Bangham and Diva Mary Kay, but I could tell nobody heard me. So I'm shouting out everybody
yeah.
that's listening, and we got this. What's
no
up,
doubt.
Bro? Diva Mary Kay, play that music, baby. I'm going to send you some
yeah.
tracks, too. Play that music.
You already
no
know.
No doubt. And now we're doing it, man. We bring it back, old school hip hop, man. That's how we do it, man. Like the real LA hip hop, man.
That's
yo,
fire.
When lyrics really counted.
Well,
that's
lyrics
right.
really definitely counted. And we gotta pay homage to this OG right here, man. We definitely gotta pay homage to him, man.
Coolio.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Because I've been laughing and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying and chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta loaf. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. Situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life to a die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know. After minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Girl of drama, in single parenthood. but there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one.
Yeah.
This one's
yeah.
a girl.
Right.
Let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn.
Right.
Irresponsible, plain not thinking.
Yeah.
Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking.
Uh-huh.
Till he rolled down, you would tear out your hide.
Right.
On your side while the baby make a slide.
Right.
But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is.
Yeah.
After 10 years without no spouse,
yeah.
mama's getting married in the house.
Word.
Listen,
word.
Positive over negative, for the woman a master.
Uh-huh.
Mother queen's rising the chapter.
Yeah.
Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do. When they reminisce over you, my God. When I think back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see.
Woo.
Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father. When my biological didn't bother,
yeah.
taking care of this. So who am I to pick up?
Yeah.
Not a bad picker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver.
Yeah.
But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to.
Right.
Here we go while I check the team with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us.
That's right.
Never been seen now. That's where you're wrong.
Uh-huh.
But give the man a taste and he's gone. Not no sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him.
Yeah.
But this man, the cuss, hear it all in verbatim.
Uh-huh.
Telling me how to raise my boy and let me take it over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older.
Uh-huh.
We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty.
Uh-huh.
Use your condom, take sips of the blue.
Right.
When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby.
I reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness.
Yeah.
Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point.
C
to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, just in any weather.
Yeah.
My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest.
Yeah.
I strive to be live because I got no choice and run my own business like my aunt Joyce.
Yeah.
So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect you
uh-huh.
when they reminisce over you. Listen.
Yo, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Diva Mary Kay, you're live on Diva Spy Radio, ENT. It's Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and we definitely, definitely, definitely taking it back to you. I mean, you know, it's such a good thing right now because we got real heavy hitters in the building. We got Big Smurf in the building. I hear you live. We got Fish Fuel 100. I hear you live. We got Block a Block in the building. I hear you live. Like, this how we going in, y'all. What's good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Sounds
I got
good.
Good Smurf. You can hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
sir.
I can hear you.
All right. That's what's up. I got cut off. That's what it is, man. I ain't going to front. Shout out to Coolio, CL Smooth, Pete Rock, man. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. My kind of music, baby.
Yeah, that was hot. Nice stuff.
Yeah, old school. That's what's up, man.
Let's see what the youth think about that situation. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got to get the youth in the building. We got to open up the line for them and see what they thinking. Just give me a few seconds to pull them in because no weapons form. Tashawn, are you right? Y'all hear me? Can you hear me? Tashawna? Uriah?
Stop feedback.
They probably somewhere playing that. But, yo, that was a crazy joint right there. Like, I got a question for all y'all. The first one I'm going to send it to is Guru. Guru, where was you at when that song came out?
I was just running around DJing, buying records. Spend a lot of money in the record store. That's what I was doing.
That's
what are you talking about?
Big Smurf, where were you at when that record came out?
Which one? Which record?
The one we just played. Reminisce, Troy.
Oh, Reminisce, CL Smooth, Pete Rock. I was on the block,
yeah.
Man. I was fresh on the block, man, getting money, you up? Little young boy.
That's
you, hip-hop started, hip-hop started in the streets, man.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It definitely did. There's no doubt about that. Hip-hop started in the streets. And, you know, and a lot of people say, and I'm glad that you said that, because I heard it saying that hip-hop started in the streets and it's going to end in the streets. Do you think that's true?
Not really.
Because hip-hop is on another level right now.
It's on a whole nother level no more. It ain't about the streets no more. They don't care where it started no more. They lost their roots. Hip-hop lost its roots.
Yeah, so they can't take it back.
Yeah,
it's
crazy right now.
They can't take it back. I was in my brother's room when I heard that. My older brother's room when I heard that track.
Oh, that's what's up. I think the youth is back with us. Let's see if we can get them back. And we're going to ask them what they think about hip-hop on today. Let's see if we can get them open on the line. Hold on one second. Tashawn, are you right? Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm glad that y'all back. What y'all think of, well, the first, I'm going to ask Uriah first because I don't want both of y'all to speak at the same time. Uriah, what you think about, how old are you, Uriah?
7.
You 7 years old, and what you think about hip hop?
Great.
Right? Exactly. Right? What do you
hip-hop
think about hip hop, Uriah? Do you think hip hop is great? You like hip hop?
Yes.
Good. Why do you like hip hop?
I gotta ask you a question.
Ask me a question. You can ask me anything. We live on the air.
You thought we hung up. We was listening the whole time. We kept saying hello, hello, hello. Y'all didn't answer.
Okay.
We sorry. She said she wasn't cut off.
She wasn't come. We is sorry. We apologize. So y'all was listening to the music. Y'all heard the song we just played?
Yes.
God, did you like that song?
Yes.
Yes. Let me speak to Tashawn. We're Tashawn and hey y'all. For y'all just tuning in live on Diva Spot Radio, Uriah and Tashawn are my co-hosts today. They are the special co-hosts today on the show, and they the youth, and we giving back to the youth, y'all. So we gotta give a big up to them.
No doubt. Shout out.
Yes,
big
right.
Shout out.
Hi girls. Hi Tashawn.
Hi.
Tashawna. So
yes.
what you think about hip hop? How old are you, Tashawna?
I'm 10 and I think hip hop is great.
You think hip hop is great? That's definitely what's up. What you like about hip hop?
The music.
The music. What's your favorite song?
Justin Bieber, baby.
Ah, you're a Justin Bieber fan. That's what's up. That's what's up. Shout out to Justin Bieber. He definitely joined the
thing. Shout out to Justin Bieber. Yo, we definitely got to give you a round of applause. That's what's up. I'm glad that you were a Justin Bieber fan, and Justin Bieber is definitely out there doing his thing. And he does have a good role model. You know, he got Usher as a role model.
No doubt.
Usher brought Justin Bieber in the game, and Usher definitely know what it is, what real hip hop is. So you know, shout out to y'all for that one, man. That's definitely what's up, man. It's so important that we include the youth, y'all. And I was talking with the Spiritual Feeding Show last week about staying committed to the community. And everybody listening that's right now online, tuned in on your phone, everybody that archived the show right now, listen, the youth is so important. On your block, if you whatever block, whatever community that you stay on, you should know your neighbors. Stay committed to the community. I don't care if you have a little get-together or you have a block party. Take that fear from out of you and go know your neighbors, because you should know the kids next door. You should know their mother. You should know their parents. And it's not being nosy, because when something happened and they come knocking on your door, boom, 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 have you seen little Keisha? Have you seen little Makai or whatever? We should know. And if we riding back home from work, and you know how it is, it get cold in the winter, it get hot in the summertime. We should know, and if we drive and we see our youth coming back from school and we see them doing something, we ain't even got to see them doing nothing wrong. Ask them, do they need a ride? You going to the same block. Encourage your youth. When you coming out your house in the morning and you see your youth with their book bags and their school books and they going to school, you stop them and say, hey, y'all, I just want to let y'all know I'm proud of y'all. So proud of y'all. I see y'all doing good things. I see y'all get up every morning and y'all on time for school. And y'all can say a little silent prayer for them. Father God, protect my youth. Protect them kids. Cover them with the blood. Give them traveling mercies to their destination and back home. We a community.
That's one thing you definitely got to give back to the community. That's a plus all the time because the youth is the future. So we got to guide them in the right direction because at the end of the day, we don't stay young forever. Remember, they up next. They're going to be the ones running the world next. So if everybody on an ignorant level, like, this world is going to flip upside down. You know what I mean? So the youth is definitely a blessing, and we definitely got to guide them in the right direction. Just like in my old community, I always gave back to the hood. We used to help old ladies cross the streets. We used to help them with their groceries. Like, everybody in my old community could tell you about me. I don't care what they say about me or the aura I got around me. I always gave back to my community. Always. And anybody could vouch for that with banging. You know what I mean?
Yo, and just like we got forefronters in the games as far as the male with hip hop history, we got ladies in the building too, starting Pepper.
Another girl, but I don't sweat it.
I'm too
pathetic to let it get me involved in that he said, she said crowd. I know that ain't nobody perfect. I give props to those who deserve it, and believe me, y'all, he's worth it. So here's to the future, cause we got through the past. I finally found somebody that could make me laugh. You so crazy. I think I wanna have your baby. My man gives real mama taught him that.
I got a good man.
I know about that, man. What a mighty, 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 mighty good man. Yo, shout out to the Diva Sergeant Pepper and Invo. What y'all know about that, man? Just like we had, you know, the bosses in the game, the men paving the way, the women was too. Sergeant Pepper, Queen Latifah. Yo, it's so.
Come on, Roxanne Shante. No, me, Rod Digger. No, me, MC Light. MC
Light.
Ladies, yeah, ladies. Man, we had a team of strong black powerful females doing it for us, man.
Yo yo, don't forget about yo yo.
Yeah, can't forget about my yo 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 yo.
Yo yo,
you
can't
yo
yo.
Yo.
Yeah,
Kim. Foxy Blizzle. Shout out to Lil Kim.
Lil Kim. Foxy. Yeah, definitely getting it in, man. That game ain't nothing to play with, but they was able to bring us music, good music, you know.
Stephen Mary Kay, a little shower album.
No doubt. Real rap.
I want to be up there, too. I definitely want to get an award, but if I get an award for anything, it's just me staying true to myself and staying real to my goals and just putting the kids and putting God first, man. You know, I always say this all the time. I don't really want the fame. I just want the respect and the wealth so I can be able to give back. That's all I want. I want the respect and I want the wealth so I can be able to give back. And this one is about giving up yourself, man.
Oh,
I got a pallet on today. I'm rocking. Yo, big, hey, Future Guru 100, hey, Big Ol' May Rocky, I'm rocking with the best of them, and they mad right now. Y'all got to see how they mad right now.
You know, the hate is always going to be mad. But one thing I learned about this business, man, love the haters, man, because the haters keep me so motivated, so focused, man. I do it a lot for them, too, man. Shout out to the haters.
Shout out to the haters. That's
the ignorant people mad at you for doing good, because they don't got the ambition to really to focus on their career or their life, so they pay attention to the other people and what they do. So I definitely salute them.
Definitely
salute
them. I want to know what my youth think about this. I got to open up my youth again because that was Salt and Peppers, and, you know, I got my favorite two queens on the line. I got Tashauna and I got Uriah on the line. These are my favorite queens, and I'm just blessed to have co-hosts like them, man. Who got co-hosts? Who got the youth co-hosting on their show? Tashauna, Uriah, y'all hear me?
Yes.
what y'all think about that song y'all just heard? That was Salt and Pepper, Mighty Mighty Good Man. What y'all think about that song?
Nothing.
Huh?
It was
nothing. Go ahead and speak your piece. It's for you. Tashauna.
Yes.
What you think about that song? And you can give your honest opinion. That's what you're here for. You don't have no comment about it? Okay. I'm going to take that as a no comment, y'all.
She likes Justin Bieber.
She want to hear Justin Bieber. She don't want to hear Salt and Pepper in Vogue. She want to know what to shoot.
Shoot, man, right? What is that? Justin Bieber. I don't know what that is, but, hey, you know, whatever you
like. Justin Bieber, baby. They want to hear baby. They want to hear shoot.
Well, you know what? We're going to do a youth show real soon. I've been promising them a youth show, and we definitely going to get it in. But, man, it's been a long, long journey, man, from coming from, you know, having nothing to not knowing where I'm going to, you know, being here on the show, man. I got to give a shout-out to everybody that's tuned in with me right now and showing the love, because that's what it's about at the end of the day, showing the love, man. Because because they could have been anywhere. I mean, they all checking in online, the hotlines, writing up. They listening. They listening. And that's what it's about. You sometimes you got to open up your ears. Sometimes you got to close your mouth and open up your ears and listen. Definitely want to pay homage to these G's right here. Let's get into this music. Pull this right here, y'all. Hold on. I said, yo, let me upload it, you know what I'm saying, definitely get it in because it's definitely worth the while of playing, and those is definitely, you know, OGs
legend.
In the game, too. Legends.
They've been doing this for years, man. Rest in peace, Penn C. They've been doing this for years. Them Houston boys, man. Shout out to the South Midwest.
Man, oh, I got another one. Hold on. Let me bring him in.
Oh, yeah.
And listen.
Man, he came in and he did his numbers in the game. He came in. One of the biggest Jamaican artists, one of the most successful ones, man. Shout out to Shaggy. Mm-hmm. 10 million albums
That's,
sold.
Yes.
With one album, he went diamond. Yeah. Outside of Bob Marley, he was another big Jamaican artist to do it. Shout out to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't me. It wasn't me. Skyrocketed him.
Damn. He went diamond.
Diamond off of that. It wasn't me. Can't you cut me on the counter? It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, that boy sold 10 million albums off of that track, man.
Future Guru 100, you back in the building, man. What's up?
Oh, man, I'm just enjoying that flame that you bring it. I mean, not every day you're going to hear it, but, you know, when you hear it and, you know, you got something really going on behind it, you know, just to settle people in. So I just want everybody to keep tuning in, man. I'm enjoying the show.
That's definitely what's up. Yo, shout out to Tupac because he got his mom made up, man.
Man, Tupac, one of the best who ever did it. I don't care what they say, he's definitely one of them. Because not only he dropped poetry.
Come on. Huh.
I define an MC like me who's strong. These motherfuckers are bored when the verb is support. And when I command the microphone, I get delicate condo. With a bear and a snake and a panda among those who can't withstand the most power of gain and make it possible for me to drop a few direct to brain. Imagine to keep on wishing upon a star. Finally realizing who the fuck we are when I penetrate. And then the Santa Fe, they went to be the greatest MC of all time. When I create a rhyme for the simple fact. When I attack with such pride, I'm attention to ride. Every time all night, I'm faced with the stars beyond. It's fun bar for me to put down my guard. I'm faced with a mirage breaking the gas with a 6-8 all day. In an hour, my pace, assume to count the vibe.
So mandatory, my elevation, my lyrics like orientation. So you can be more familiar with the nigga you facing. We must be facing nothing better than communication. Known as damage and highly flammable like gas station. Sorry, I left that ass waiting. No more procrastination, give up the fate. And keep that ass shaking, I'm busting and making motherfuckers panic. Don't take your life for granted, put that ass in the dirt. You swear the bitch was planted. My lyrics motivate the planet. It's similar to Rhythm Nation, but dubbed out for Jimmy Janet. Who's in control? I'm activating your soul. You know the way the game's getting told. Yo, 2 years ago, a friend of mine told me Alizé and Chris Stout blows your mind. Bear witness to the dopest fucking rhyme I throw. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat.
I got my mind made up. Come on, get into it. Get on it. Tonight's the night. I got my mind made up. Come on, get into it. Let it ride.
Blow right in it too.
Tonight's the night.
Well, I come through with 2 packs of the bomb prophylax for protection, so my fucking sack won't collapse. Cause nowadays,
you keep eating the X-ray.
Sending young motherfuckers to an early grave. I wonder if my terrifying tactics and torturing them seeds shows my heart's as cold as a tundra. Electrifying like thunder, I'm just too much. Rough and raw with that motherfucking poisonous touch. I'm an MC with lyrics, that's the fucking Bombay. You got 10 deaths before instant death like Bombay. My rhyme, I leave a mark on your mind as the Jesse Vibes spread to your head like Sam Punk. There's no escape, 9 blasts. Use my mental to assassinate assassins for those asking to pose the last raw maniacal villain. Laughter enhances the chances of the kill. Why is that? The smiling faces see. You best believe, to a seize, I'm the deadliest disease. My thoughts rip your throat and make your heart free. Your whole camp's under siege, and I'm Jason Voorhees. In the heat of the night is when I defeat and ignite mics. My verbal snipe, your vocabulary sight. I'm out the cut, uncut and raw with no flaw. Fall, saw my rhyme fit and split the bricks on the wall. Should already have an idea about the superior sphere. The greater rhyme creator on both sides of the equator. I rock from here to there, to Philly and back to L.A. on the spot where I rock and bust like trash. As if you get overshadowed when you come in contact. Beware, set and prepare to end the verbal combat.
Fuck you losers, why you fake jacks? I make maneuvers like Hitler, sticking up with German. The Mr. Mephical from Staten Island. We'll be back after this message. Don't touch the dial. Rarely do you see an MC out for justice. Got my gunpowder and my musket. Blow out. Melodies get swellings. I paint mental pictures like Magellan. Half of my clans repeat felons. Niggas best protect they joints to 9 nickels. Man, I stay on point like icicles. Now who wanna test the cow? Then test the cow. All up in your motherfucking mask. Headbanger boogie. Catch me on tour with Al Doogie. Method Man's whole 2 3. tight, you can't fool me. Better take one and pass, or that's an ass. Your vital statistics are low when falling fast. Johnny Blaze out to get loot like Johnny Cash. Play your game of Russian roulette and have a blast.
Hey yo, lyrical gas spitting the criminal tactics. Non-believers get my dick and genital backwards. Let's face it, there's no replacement. Taste this, mad underground basement. Shit I'm laced with, avalanche on your whole camp when I'm flipped. Fuck Dr. Who spot, bitch, don't get it twisted. I got connects like Federal Express to get the fresh package of bless. The dog can't fetch, got the clear spot from the rear block. Do bust till every nigga teardrop. Men, I fear not, hold your nose and blow out till your ears pop. Since your crew snooped you to shift, now you claim that your ears locked. Whip, this underground, cannabis, I'm dangerous like Jaws of Ball analysts. Flippin' C's like keys, my degree streams consecutively like EPMD LPs. Lift off a shot and hit your fan by mistake, so I erase the whole front row at the wake. I plant my escape in case Jake Wall snake busted. I'm the one pushing the hearse in the first place. Confidence for you shaky ass smoke. Pump for Rockefeller for the day he got smoke. Show off this antidote, got you old hit from by my lyrical Billy D 45 Colt.
And I'm out of my level.
I even know how hard it is being a woman, a black woman at that, in this white man's world. Sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our sits, we don't be knowing the pain we can cause. This white man's world, this white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all. I'm just in this white man's world. This song, yeah. For all those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews' pictures. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Rip the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and deep tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Reading love letters late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls of silence inside the cage where they captured all my ways and violence. In time I learned a few lessons. Never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters. Far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation. Reparations to do. It's true. Caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. Tell the babies how I love them. Precious boys and girls. Born black in this white man's world. And all I heard was.
Ain't no cheese in hell. Sister, that we under attack. I never miss a call of drama to my sister and mama. For when you make it to a better time in this white man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. For a few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation.
Back, y'all. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now live in Diva Spy Radio ENT, your steppy game of Saturdays. Hey, Bigum, I muted out everybody on the line. It's just me and you because I got a couple questions I want to ask you. But this white man's world, man, shout out to Tupac, yo. That's like a public service announcement to me every time I hear that song. Like
shout
every
out
time.
To Pac.
Shout out to Pac, yo. Word up. But, you know, tell us about some of the stuff that you're doing now.
Well, right now I'm working.
Hold on, we lost Bigum, but he's going to be calling back in a second. He got the whole Feed the Wolves Nation going on. He got, as a matter of fact, Guru can tell a little bit better than what I can. Guru, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm still on deck. I mean, shout out to the whole Feed the Wolves movement. So first I'm going to say, you know, please visit the website at www.feedthewolves.net. So it's FEEDDAWOLVES.net. And it's some brilliant cats involved with it. You can shout out Mikey T, the movie star. And you can shout out Maybach Dice and shout out Domination. And that's just, like, the beginning of what, you know, is to come. Like, it's just some real good guys over there making some great music. And when Bangham be able to come on, it's just so much, you know, that's in the camp, so much talent. It's just, you know, the movement to be checking out right now.
And that's another thing that I wanted to say about the whole talent situation. I have to say this out there. Shout out to my youth. Shout out to Tashawn and you, Ryan. They still on the check-in. First of all, babies, I love y'all. I love y'all at the bottom of my heart, and I thank y'all for coming on the show and being my co-host and just sticking with me through the whole time. Like, this was for y'all. You know, this was for my youth. This was for y'all. This was for my kids. This was for Makai, Tashawn and Uriah, Lil Dougie, Messiah. You know, this for my kids, this for my youth, this what means that most important to me. Tashawna.
Yes.
You want to give a shout out?
No, I'm okay.
You okay? You right? You want to give a shout out?
She's asleep.
Oh, she's sleeping. Baby, I thank you for listening. Do you know how proud I am of you, Tashawna? I'm very proud of you. I'm very, very proud of you, and you did some big girl stuff today that are coming on with me and co-hosting the show for me. That makes me so happy. Like, I definitely got to give a shout-out to my youth. I'm so thankful for my youth because it's good youth out there, man. Big them back in the building. Let me go ahead and bring them in. Hold on, Bangum. Give me a second. I'm about to bring you in. Bangum, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? You was telling us about the movie. We got Future Guru 100 held you down with the website. We got about 2 minutes left on the show. Go ahead and put that out for us. And first of all, I want to thank you for coming on the show, Bagan, because you could have been anywhere else, man, but you came to show the love, and you definitely a man of pride, and you definitely a man of your word. Like, I'm definitely rocking with your standard right now, man.
No doubt. You know it's all love, man. That's what it is. You got a beautiful movement I would like to support. So, you know, I'm with it. You know what I mean? Definitely,
cool.
I'm definitely for the youths and for the future. You know what I mean? So that's why I got the Feed the Kids Foundation. I also got Feed the Wolves Entertainment. It's my new label I started since I've been down here in Trinidad. You know, we got a few artists rocking right now. You know, we got Young Dice on there. We got Domination on there, Southport the Dog. That's my Feed the Wolves South artist. We got Money Mo. We got Five Alive. I also got my cameraman, Mikey T. We cover a lot of footage, a lot of industry footage with the hottest rappers out right now. Look out for his DVD coming. You know what I mean? Shout out to Future Guru. We do a lot of online marketing and promotion for me. Like AU. Like, shout out to the whole movement, man. Like, it's going to be big. They're going to hear about it more in the future.
Oh, that's definitely what's up. We definitely what's up. And you know, Diva Mary Kay definitely feeding the wolves, man. And that's definitely what's all about.
No doubt.
Supporting. Yeah, definitely feed the wolves. I told y'all when I came to the West, I'm going to be feeding the wolves over here in the West. And I wasn't playing when I said that. Yo,
definitely appreciate the love and support.
No problem. We're going to make this thing even bigger than what it is already. It's just going to get out of control. We're going to have to buy more leashes. I'm telling you right now. Yo, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Shout out to everyone that supported the show and came in. Shout out to Bangham. We're about to get in. Yo, make sure y'all stay tuned in for spiritual feeding, because even though we get Frontline Fridays pumping, and even though we get Step Your Game Up Saturdays, the most important thing is to feed the spirit, man. Y'all already know what time it is.
Kane is in the building.
Turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up. Till your speaker scream. Diva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up. Turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up. Turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Diva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me, there's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Diva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. Turn it up, turn it up. Turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up. Turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up. Till your speaker scream. Diva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up. Turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up. Turn your volumes up.